Though Amagansett-based author Ellen Feldman's compelling new novel, The Living and the Lost, is set in Berlin shortly after World War II, with flashbacks to 1938, it resonates today with disturbing themes about the heritage of hatred, and suggests that the title, The Living and the Lost, may well have been The Living Are the Lost. The implications are even darker if the word living includes not just those who manage somehow to endure the war, perpetrators as well as victims, but all of us now who inherit different historical narratives about what happened under the Nazi regime, why it happened, and what people did or could or might or should have done to counter the juggernaut. Explorations of horror, guilt, denial, and, as one character in the book puts it, assertions of ignorance, innocence, and impotence about Hitler and the Holocaust are nothing new. But what Ellen Feldman examines in this moving, unsentimental tale, which is also a love story, is how one young German-Jewish woman, Maike Mosbach, now Millie, was psychologically scarred beyond her acknowledgement when her beloved father maneuvered her escape with her younger brother to America when the roundup of Jews began. There she found a welcoming home, went to college on a scholarship, and started in on an editing career. Millie returns to Berlin, however, when the Allied occupation begins, to find her family and see her former home, and to work with the U.S. military to ensure that Nazi sympathizers don't get jobs in publishing. Her brother, who has secretly trained in the States with a special German-speaking American intelligence unit, also returns, but Millie thinks his nightly disappearances mean he's fraternizing with the enemy, a common forbidden activity. The scenes Feldman creates of bombed-out black market Berlin pulse with decadence and degeneracy. Gangs, alcohol, rape, theft, drugs, hustling, the injured, impoverished, and homeless everywhere. Feldman's style is rich in description, but understated in dialogue between Millie and her superior, an aloof but sympathetic loner, Major Harry Sutton. He seems uncannily to understand Millie's rage and self-pity, and their relationship takes on a sardonic, sorrowful authenticity. The book's two epigraphs are thought-provoking. The first from General Dwight D. Eisenhower in a letter to his wife, September 1944. God, I hate the Germans. The second from a female survivor of a Nazi labor camp and a 350-mile forced march. I can hate Germany and all things German with a passion, but I can't hate individuals. This second quotation recalls Jonathan Swift's famous comment in a letter to a friend that he hates and detests that animal called man, although he heartily loves John, Peter, and Thomas. This from the author of one of the most pessimistic works of fiction ever written, Gulliver's Travels, which concludes with Gulliver living with horses, unable anymore to connect with the human race. Of course, Feldman is not writing 18th century fantasy satire, but 20th century historical fiction about a terrible time of terrible behavior and terrible self-indictment, including what we now call PTSD. Men and women come home from war wounded, but as Feldman's tale makes clear, the deepest injuries are invisible. Quote, loss can be consoled, pain can be solaced, but there is no comfort for shame, not sympathy, not sex, not even love. Maybe. I'm Joan Baum.